Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Washington is set for a busy week as Congress and the White House take on two major and divisive issues, raising the debt ceiling and addressing border security that is out of control. President Biden is set to convene with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and other congressional leaders today in a highly anticipated meeting to address the debt limit. The House approved a budget with a slight increase in the debt ceiling. The president does not want limits on how much he can spend during these troubling financial times. Speaker McCarthy says Biden is walking down a path that could endanger America's financial health.
We're at 120% of GDP in debt. We've only been here during World War II. That means our debt's larger than our economy with another 20%.
Chairman James Comer and Oversight Committee Republicans are investigating the Biden family's domestic and international business dealings to determine whether these activities compromise U.S. national security and President Biden's ability to lead with impartiality. The House Oversight Committee website states, members of the Biden family have a pattern of peddling across the highest levels of government to enrich themselves. Comer on Fox News last night says we will see documentation today.
We've already disclosed $1.3 million from China. That was wired directly into three or four Biden family members' names.
Former Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan has been arrested outside the High Court in the capital of Islamabad. Khan was appearing in court on charges of corruption, which he says are politically motivated. He was ousted as prime minister in April last year and has been campaigning for early elections since then. A statement from the Inspector General of Punjab Police said the arrest of Khan had been ordered as he was accused of corruption and corrupt practices. General elections in Pakistan are due to be held later this year. Thanks for listening. We are USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Elon Musk is cutting the ribbon on a new battery plant in Texas that will someday power his Tesla cars.
The first-of-its-kind factory will produce battery-grade lithium.
Battery-grade lithium actually has to be extremely precise, because if you have any impurities, it causes degradation of the battery.
He says availability of battery-grade lithium will be a bottleneck in the electric car world. He says lithium is abundant, but there's a lack of refineries to process it. The $37 million plant outside Corpus Christi is set to open next year. Skip Kelly.
A 34-year-old man was charged with manslaughter and aggravated assault after the vehicle he was allegedly driving plowed into a group of illegal immigrants Sunday in Brownsville, Texas, killing eight and injuring at least 10 others near a homeless shelter. Brownsville Police Chief says George Alvarez faces 8 counts of manslaughter and 10 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. His bail was set at $3.6 million. Jury deliberations begin today in the civil trial against presidential candidate Donald Trump.
During closing arguments in the civil trial against Trump, a lawyer for E. Jean Carroll told jurors his client was exactly Trump's type and that he sexually assaulted her the same way he described treating women on an Access Hollywood tape. Trump has always denied any wrongdoing. He claims Carroll made up the story to sell copies of her book. I'm John Schaefer.
Today is officially National Lost Sock Memorial Day as we honor all the socks that are no longer with us. Lance Pry, USA News.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Don't you feel like you're living in a spaghetti western movie? Do you remember spaghetti western movies? You know, you always had the guy with the black hats coming into town, and the question was, are you for us or are you against us, right? And this is where we are here in America. But somehow the critical question is not being asked, or it's being, the obvious is being ignored, like we're talking with Al Parada, is that certainly the last 2.5 years has demonstrated quite clearly who is for us and who is against us. And by for us and against us, I say, look, at let's just use the Constitution. Oh, that cumbersome thing that seems to bother the progressives. But look, at this is what this country was founded on. We've had 240 plus years of great things. We've had some challenges along the way, as you would do in life anyway. But by and large, I mean, look at it. What other nation on this planet compares to the exceptional greatness of America? And again, I'm saying that on purpose because I like to see the hair on some of these stiff-necked people get raised up a little bit because they're so irritated to consider that America has any claim to its exceptionalism. But I would dare say the millions of people who have gone before us and have died and have paid the ultimate price for our freedoms, I honor them. And that's who I stand by. Not to mention the clear evidence of what is part of the woof and warp of this great American experiment. Okay? So the question should be asked at every turn here. Are you for our Constitution and our freedoms, or are you against? Okay, that is the one question that should be before all these politicians and these people who want to come in and social engineer and transform America. Transform to what? The fundamental transformation. I mean, we're talking fundamental principles, first principles that I believe that we should reconsider and recommit to, that were based on our Declaration of Independence and our Constitution that has raised this nation and so many millions of people before to incredible heights and experience. But no, we're going to ignore all that because all of a sudden we've got all these theorists who come into play and these socialists and Marxists who say, oh, they got a better idea. Where has their better idea proven itself? If anything, what we've seen with their theoretical and so-called, in quotes, better idea is the devastation of humanity. Millions of people have died in the name of the isms that they are supporting. And America needs to wake up and needs to understand, you know, what is happening here and what they're doing, particularly the progressives, right now, very much a part of one party, the Democratic Party, that is doing this to us. The injury that they are causing to this great country of ours is unacceptable. And you have to wake up to the reality of what they're doing. Again, as we were talking with Al Parada from Stream.org, sadly, the Democratic Party has become the party of graft, the party of death, party of corruption, the party of fraud. I mean, go down the line. And I say this not to negate them and say, look, we don't need the Democratic Party anymore. We need a Democratic Party. We need the balance. We need, you know, right now we have two parties. And, you know, I go back, over several decades, a great book, Megatrends, from John Naisbitt, had predicted that the two-party system, he said two-party systems like two dinosaurs mating. So the eventuation of the demise of the two-party system is what he predicted. So far it's hanging on by a thread. And I'm not sure what's going to happen or where the breakup will be, but certainly maybe because of the extremism of the left, that they've taken themselves out of the mainstream to where they can be part of the policy debate that can work for us. Well, Frank Gaffney joins us now. He's the executive chair and founder of the Center for Security Policy, and he is the author of the new book, The Indictment, Prosecuting the Chinese Communist Party and Friends for Crimes Against America, China, and the World. Frank, good to be talking with you. How are you, sir?
Well, thank you for your forbearance, Bill. I so apologize for being tardy, but I'm delighted to be talking to you, too. Thank you for giving me the chance to talk about the indictment.
Well, we'll talk about the indictment, but first, because we only got about 3 minutes left here, let's talk about the Sovereignty Coalition first.
Good. Sovereignty Coalition is an extraordinarily impressive group of people who've come together to try to prevent the Biden administration and its friends, and by those I mean the Chinese Communist Party, the World Economic Forum, the United Nations, Bill Gates, Big Pharma, I mean, a real cast of monsters as far as I'm concerned,
right,
from surrendering our sovereignty by giving the World Health Organization the authority to tell us when we have a public health emergency of international concern, as it's called, and more to the point, Bill, what we will do about that emergency.
Right.
If you like what the World Health Organization did when it was just an advisory body in forcing down our throats the so-called China model and the pandemic that they brought to us, you're going to love what they can do when they have the authority to dictate to us these kinds of terms. It's a disaster, and it must be stopped by getting us out of the World Health Organization immediately.
Exactly. Well, that, along with the United Nations, all part and parcel to this, Frank, and yep, we saw this, and again, you know, I asked our audience, I said, boy, you know, doesn't it excite you to turn over the policy, any pandemic policy, because then at that point, everything's a pandemic, and they will have full control. Right now, we're just talking about if another China virus was to come about or another pandemic of type. But based on what they showed us for 2.5 years, boy, it doesn't give you some sense of comfort that they really know what they're doing.
It doesn't. And what they do is not necessarily anything to do with your health. It's with control. It's with crushing your personal freedom as well as our national sovereignty. And let me just add, it doesn't have to be a pandemic, Bill. Mm-hmm. Under the language they're working on, as I say, they can just call it a pandemic, a public health emergency of international concern. That could be, say, gun violence.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The prescription for that should be confiscating your guns. How about that?
Right. We're back to that old axiom that they've become the hammer and everything they perceive is a nail.
Is a nail. Exactly right.
Well, this is the danger of what is being constructed in the back rooms of the Beltway that abandons and ignores this constitutional republic. Oh, yeah, by the way, we do have a constitution still, I think, barely, don't we, Frank?
Well, technically, but what they're chipping away at, in fact, what they envision shredding is the very Constitution that guarantees our rights and underpins our constitutional republic. And that's why this matters so much that we get people engaged. They can go to sovereigntycoalition.org and sign an American sovereignty declaration and let their elected representatives with a click of a mouse know that they want them to do the same.
We have to let and put the pressure on, because we've heard very little since that announcement that Joe Biden was negotiating, with the United Nations, with the WHO, to take over our sovereignty. This is unbelievable that we would trade it out.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Gaffney is with us. He apologized for being a little delayed. Could you imagine his publisher wouldn't let him go, Steve Bannon? I mean, we're on the same team, you know. And all is well. Steve did was kind enough to write the foreword to the new book, The Indictment. And I told Frank, I said, all will be forgiven. He just has to tell us something exclusive that he didn't share with Steve. So no pressure whatsoever, Frank. Okay, so what can you tell us about the indictment that you didn't share with Steve? That you probably didn't already know.
Well, we had an interesting conversation, but I won't tell your audience about that. But this, let me just say that I think the thing that they most urgently need to know, and that we document in this book, and that I believe is its most important of 20 action items, is that the unrestricted warfare that the Chinese Communist Party, or CCP, has been engaged in against our country for decades, unbeknownst to most of us, you know, we may know something's wrong, or we may know that China's not, you know, a team player, shall we say. But we don't really understand they've actually been waging war against us. In May of 2019, they actually made it a little bit more pointed. They said it's people's war against the United States for the purposes of destroying us.
Right.
But the single most important thing, Bill, in terms of what do we do about this, and the book is all about, as I said to Steve, not admiring the problem, but doing something about it. And the most important thing we need to do is to root out the people who are helping the Chinese Communist Party take us down. People here in this country, they call them their friends. I call them traitorous enemies of America. And so, as the subtitle of the book says, prosecuting the Chinese Communist Party and friends for crimes against America, China, and the world. And we've got some specific ideas about how you root them out, starting with, of course, forcing resignations in cases where that's possible, impeaching them, and in other cases, simply prosecuting them for high crimes and misdemeanors against our country.
It's treasonous. I mean, you know, Peter Schweitzer reported on this years ago about the elite captured, followed up by Miranda Devine, others. We've been saying for a long time, Frank, we have to decouple from all these nefarious entities that are anti-constitution and they're anti-American. And that is a clear and present danger. It is so obvious. But, you know, the mainstream media and others have not helped us out. This is why your book is critical to the conversation and debate, because you've documented this. These indictments and this evidence is irrefutable. And our elected officials have sold us out. They have they've opened up the coffers and the assets of our government, you know, all our resources, our people, our treasury, go on down the line. And for what interest? For their own personal interest. This is treasonous what they have done. And the American people need to wake up and take this seriously, because if we continue with the status quo, it's going to be too late. And some may question right now, Frank, it may be too late right now.
Well, it is late. Whether it's too late, I think, depends on us. But could I just pick up on something you said, because it's so important, Bill? You made passing reference to the present danger. We are the beneficiaries, and this book specifically drew heavily upon the work of what we call the Committee on the Present Danger, China. And that's an homage, in a way, to an earlier version of this, a Committee on the Present Danger, that, as you may remember, helped my old boss, Ronald Reagan, devise a strategy for defeating the last totalitarian communist regime that sought the destruction of America, namely the Soviet Union. And we're trying to do a similar service to, as you say, the American people. And by the way, you're so right. Prominently featured in the group of so-called captured elite that we focus on in this book and that we believe must be held accountable for treasonous conduct are those masters of the universe, as they think of themselves, on Wall Street. And they have been not only putting money from the Treasury and so on, they've been putting our money, the money of the American people that we've invested in our pension funds or our 401k plans or mutual funds or index funds or exchange-traded funds or other investment vehicles. They've been taking large chunks of that, by some estimates, $3 to $6 trillion, and making it available to the Chinese Communist Party. And guess what that has meant? It has meant that they have been vastly more capable of waging the war against us that they've engaged in to this point and that they aspire to in a shooting war.
Yeah.
If we are not able to deter them from doing it. And that's where the action comes in.
Well, Frank, even right now, check it out and act on it. Well, even right now, regarding the debt ceiling debate we're having, right? How much money are we paying every month, you know, to the communist Chinese just in interest? It's been said that our interest payments is building up their military. I mean, if that doesn't wake you up, real quick, I don't know what else it's going to take, because as you said earlier, the clear and present danger of the Communist Party, they made it real clear. And I believe that if people say that they want to destroy you, you should believe them.
Yep. Yeah. Well, it's one thing if they just say it. As I said, what we've documented here, and it's in the form, by the way, and one of the best things about the book, I think, is we give you a QR code for every single one of these 70 or so webinars that we've conducted over the past year, over 100 hours of extraordinary content documenting, as you say, what is going on here. And you can find, you know, what you need in terms of the ways in which we've been subjected to this unrestricted warfare, economic, political, information operations, subversion, sabotage, the elite capture, of course, biological warfare, the takedown of our military, thanks to the help that they've gotten in part from Joe Biden and other, quote, friends, unquote, of the Chinese Communist Party.
Yeah, and the question still remains is, Where did the COVID, you know, disease start? Where did it come from?
Well, as we document in this book, and we drew upon a study that a group we put together called Team B3 did last year, it came from the Wuhan Institute of Virology's biological warfare program, aided and abetted by Tony Fauci and his ilk. Mm-hmm. And the truth of the matter is, while we can't say for sure how it got out of the lab, what we can say for absolute certain is that once it was out, they purposely and deliberately and consciously and comprehensively made sure it came here and elsewhere around the world. And that's why we call it a biological warfare attack. And a critically important piece of the book, the indictment, Bill, is that we are able to cite back to about 20 years ago, the then defense minister of China, a general by the name of Qi Hao Chen, told a closed group of party cadre that the Chinese Communist Party, then under Deng Xiaoping, general secretary back at the end of the Soviet Union, saying that there's a new Cold War that's begun, China will win it, and one of the things he'd said was to his biological warfare program, which is, by the way, illegal under a treaty they signed not to have one,
right,
is he said, your mission is to depopulate the United States so it can be colonized by China.
See, there's always a plan. There is always a plan, right? And the thing is that here it is, and the world, in a sense, is self-indicted because they're not standing up and holding the communist Chinese accountable. They're happy to take their money. They're happy to bow down, you know, to their enforcement and their ways, and to remain captured at the expense of their citizenry. It's a sad commentary, Frank Gaffney, but this is where we are right now in this clear and present danger, no doubt.
Right. Got to fix it.
You got it. The indictment, available at all the usual places, linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Frank Gaffney has been with us. Thank you, Frank. Take care.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more
little prick in my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
USA News Update. Washington is set for a busy week as Congress and the White House take on two major and divisive issues, raising the debt ceiling and addressing border security that is out of control. President Biden is set to convene with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and other congressional leaders today in a highly anticipated meeting to address the debt limit. The House approved a budget with a slight increase in the debt ceiling. The president does not want limits on how much he can spend during these troubling financial times. Speaker McCarthy says Biden is walking down a path that could endanger America's financial health.
I'm worried about how the president's handling the debt ceiling. He's ignoring it. He's walking us in to some type of debt problem because he's just ignoring the problem. I'm worried about the next generation. We're at 120% of GDP in debt. We've only been here during World War II. That means our debt's larger than our economy with another 20%.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you, along with James Hurston, the best-selling author, media, and legal analyst, talking about the devil going down to Boston. Huh, James?
Yes, sir, Bill. It's an amazing time. You know, they're showing their true colors. Billed as the largest satanic gathering in history. Reportedly, we're talking close to 1 million people. There were protesters outside. This is in Boston. A group that sponsored and organized this is called the Satanic Temple. They happen to be based in Salem, Massachusetts. No accident.
Of course.
And the fact is, what's fascinating to me is that the people involved in this event and the mainstream media try to reframe it. They say, well, they're not really devil worshipers. These are people that just honor Satan as a literary figure, as someone to aspire to or something along those lines. As a matter of fact, NBC says before this event took place this last weekend, NBC reports SatanCon, poking at religion and government, opens this weekend in Boston. And they then went on to say that the convention, the satanic, Luciferian, devil-worshipping convention is, quote, mostly lighthearted. You know, this is, So this, and ironically, the people that are involved, of course, are people who hate God, who hate his holy law, because of various lifestyles they have gone into bondage in, and most of them are far left-wing radicals that are at this thing But it's fascinating. They engage in devil worship rituals. This group, the Satanic Temple, is basically they sought recognition from the IRS to get tax-exempt donations as a church. They also sponsored a black mass at Harvard. I mean, and a black mass is actually an inverted liturgical worship. Everything that's normally used in the mass is upside down, topsy-turvy, and a mockery of God.
Yes.
And, of course, they had their own liturgy. They started their convention tearing pages out of the Bible, and they also had an unbaptism right out of the black mass where people went in and got unbaptized, got a new name, a demonic name to use in the place. It's filled with statues and paintings and images of Satan himself and his demons. And I mean, there's no question. This is an evil, evil convention that praises he who is evil personified. And it made me think about a book I read many, many years ago by a guy named Scott Peck, a psychiatrist. And the book was The Road Less Traveled.
Yes.
Where here's a psychiatrist who wants to find out the meaning of goodness. And he did. He found goodness, and he listed it. It was very much like what is universally understood to be goodness, honesty, loyalty, friendship, humility, the virtues. And then he said, you know, in order to understand goodness, I'm going to have to look into evil. So he wrote another book called The People of the Lie. And while writing that book, he decided to look into demonic possession. And he went to several exorcisms, and he attended one of them where he experienced spiritual evil personally. And he then said, this isn't just a literary figure. There is a devil, he said. Mm. There is spiritual evil, which led him to seek out Christianity. He had always been like a New Ager and an Eastern philosophy type person. And he sought counsel from a nun. He ended up getting baptized non-denominationally. But he said Christianity was the most important thing in his life before he passed away. And to me, it's just another sign, if you will, of this battle of good and evil, and the idea that, yes, there is a spiritual evil, there is a Satan con, and people are coming out of the closet saying we worship the devil, but that will lead people to say, wait a minute, what's the opposite of that? Where's spiritual goodness? Mm-hmm. And spiritual goodness lies right at the foot of the cross of Jesus Christ, and that's where people ultimately are led, just like the psychiatrist, man of science, M. Scott Peck, a psychiatrist, was led to the foot of the cross.
Yeah, and thank God he was led, and he was willing to take those steps. Unfortunately, there will be too many, James, along the way, whose consciences will be seared. They will buy into this evil demonstration and celebration. That is their choice. We know this. We've been warned about it time and again in the Bible. And here we are as time is drawing nigh. I believe that we are, not that I'm setting a date, but I believe that we're getting closer and closer to the return of Jesus Christ. And we know when that was going to happen, there were going to be these obvious signs that evil would be demonstrated. It would be paraded as natural and normal. But there still needs to be voices like ours that speak out and call it for what it is. Evil is against God, and this is what the war is all about. This is a war on God himself, and it's not like God can fight, you know, God can fight his own battles, but you need to decide on, you know, who's you know, whose side you're going to be on. You're going to be with God or you're going to be with the evil one. And there's no in between, James. That's the thing that people need to understand.
No, and I think we're talking about universal values. You know, in the time we live in, we see people crossing a line that no civilization on earth it finds acceptable. Mm-hmm. And that is the harm of children.
Yes.
And the only time that that has ever occurred and was accepted was in pagan societies that worshiped evil deities and sacrificed innocent people and innocent children, you know, for the purpose of appeasing evil gods.
Yes.
But we now have a thing where we have a movement that seeks to harm children's minds by interfering with their education and indoctrinating them with evil propaganda. They want to hurt their bodies by having them mutilated. They want to hurt their spirit by teaching them profane things. And so I think when we're talking about the United States of America, founded on Judeo-Christian principles, I think it's not just a majority. It's an overwhelming number of Americans that are drawing the line. Mm-hmm. You see their parental rights destroyed, their grand parental rights, their family rights being taken away. We have now counties all over this nation where they are literally having government agents come in and take away children because parents want to protect them from being harmed. Mm-hmm. And this is a line that I think will wake people up for sure. Because one of the things about the agenda, many people are closing their eyes and saying, well, we've seen crazy things before. But when their families get touched, mm-hmm. when their lives get touched,
yeah,
it's different. And yeah, we saw that happen.
Cross the line. Exactly.
During the pandemic, we saw that happen with our health care. But now we're seeing it happen across various counties in this country, particularly in my state of California.
I'll tell you what, James, let's go to break real quick. We'll pick it up from there. More from James Herson after this.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
With the America, Bill Martinez here. We're talking with the best-selling author, media, and legal analyst James Hurston. James, you were saying the attack, on our culture, the attack on our faith, attack on our God, the attack on our children. This is what happens when you turn your back on God and you give place to the evil one. And I believe that this is what's happened in our culture. Because there can be no void. You decide you don't want to serve God. Well, then guess what? The portals are open and the evil are now demonstrative and they're wide open in the street, just like you reported about in Boston, SatanCon. All that they demonstrated there, and people thought, well, it's kind of curious. It's a little freaky. No, this is very dangerous. Because this sets a precedent, and it doesn't stop there. It just keeps on going. But what it takes is people of faith not to say anything. And next thing you know, this is even much more pervasive than it is right now. So there should be no room for apology. We see it for what it is. You either believe in God or you don't. That's what it comes down to, doesn't it?
No, it does. And I, as I keep saying it, understanding that there is such a thing as spiritual evil can basically propel people toward God. Mm-hmm. It's really interesting because, you know, we haven't even talked about this since the last time I was on, but the firing, and it was firing, of Tucker Carlson, mm-hmm. It's interesting. The day that he was basically fired, before the public knew about it, before he even knew about it, he went and spoke to the Heritage Foundation.
Exactly.
And he talked about what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. And one of the things he said, when you examine goodness, good is characterized by order, calmness, tranquility, peace, lack of conflict, and cleanliness. And you can find out what evil is by looking at the opposite.
Exactly.
Violence, hate, disorder, division, disorganization, and filth. Evil cannot tolerate freedom. And so Tucker talking about that is amazingly poetic, because Tucker Carlson now is a line that has been crossed. It's the ultimate act of censorship that we've seen in the modern era. Basically a person fired for no other reason other than content. And that's exactly what happened. And, you know, Fox News has totally sold its soul, obviously. Rupert Murdoch met with Zelensky, the leader of Ukraine, just before this decision came down reportedly from him personally. It is really, really disgusting. Mm-hmm. But we need Tucker to come back, and I know he has the power to do so. Mm-hmm. I reportedly, you know, the company I write for, Newsmax, has made him an offer, but I'm sure he's got a desk full of offers.
Yes,
it can always go Joe Rogan's route.
Right.
But
well,
but
he's got a way to finalize his exit from Fox, right? Because there's still a lot of money on the table here that needs to be figured out. The other thing that came out too, James, I don't know if you saw this report, and that is that Tucker Carlson was jettisoned almost near the same time as Rupert Murdoch jettisoned his fifth soon-to-be wife, because it seemed that her principles and her beliefs more aligned with Tucker Carlson than Rupert Murdoch. Just a sidebar, you know.
I saw that. I don't know if that has the relation it said, but, you know, the report said that he was out to dinner with his fiance. And I think it's his fifth, Tucker Carlson, and they made references to religion and God and faith, and apparently, it implied that Rupert has some problem with that. I mean, I guess somebody ought to tell Shannon Bream. Somebody ought to tell.
I'm going to say, yeah, exactly. All the women that are writing Christian books right now. I mean. What do you think? It's funny you should go there, because that was my first thought as well.
Yeah, Ainsley. There's a million of them.
Lauren
Green.
I
don't know.
Yeah.
That's the part that I wasn't too sure about. But I think clearly that was. I'm sure Tucker took the approach on his show that he would cover the edgy things that people like Hannity would not, and he did almost every night. And I remember thinking, how is he doing this? Mm-hmm. I thought that, for a long time. So it's no surprise in a way, but I always thought that Tucker Carlson is uniquely positioned more than any other person in the media to basically go independent if he wants to. I mean,
right.
He could just... So, because the people that enjoy his reporting and his commentary... will follow him. I mean, what he put
exactly.
His 2-minute video on Twitter had a larger audience than all the cable companies combined. So I think he's going to do fine.
Yeah, I think Fox will end up regretting, and in the process, it will make Tucker even more influential, because that's what it came down to, was that the level of influence that Tucker Carlson was, was garnering was too much for the left. The left doesn't like people with this kind of influence, and especially, you know, after he got the footage that... that Leader McCarthy gave him of the January 6th full insurrection, that really was bothersome. And there was no question, James, that he was shut down. He had 44,000 hours as opposed to 14 that was released to him. And there was no doubt that after that aired, that the leadership of the left, even McConnell, all the Beltway elite, you know, got on the horn, and they put all kinds of pressure on Rupert Murdoch. And, there was no doubt that there was a lid placed on, you know, further reporting. Some mild references, but nothing like what happened on that first night, right?
Exactly. But, you wonder how many third rails could he touch before he would get out. You know, I mean, he had a segment with Jason Whitlock that was cut short, mm-hmm. that was noted all over the social media. It also was discussing good and evil in relation to politics. He dealt with the Ukraine war in a way that no one else on cable anywhere would do. He had Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and Elon Musk, both in groundbreaking interviews. And, of course, his numbers went up incredibly. He brought in immense revenue for Fox. And reportedly, part of the deal that Tucker did is he took less money to have more freedom.
Mm-hmm.
But they just couldn't take it anymore, so Rupert you know, and who else? I mean, Rupert got orders from above. And there's also reports that the Murdochs are going the way of Matt Drudge,
mm-hmm.
and that they're prepping Fox News for a sale. And what supports that is BlackRock has increased their share of ownership in Fox News. And it could be that they're the future buyer, or they're going to arrange the financing. And so, you know, we see this march, this trend towards an oligarchical techno-tyranny.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very biblical, and people of faith can feel it, but that doesn't mean that we don't continue to support and stand up for the principles that have made this country what it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And that includes, of course, we don't sit home at elections, even if we feel like the rigging is going on, like it's been proven now that the government got involved with social media and rigged multiple elections. They've rigged the news. There's no question about it now. But that doesn't mean we stay home. We disengage. That's the worst thing we can do. We need
exactly.
to get involved at the local level first. Mm-hmm.
Well, the local level will effect change a lot faster than at the federal level. But no doubt what you're saying, James, is we have to be very vigilant about securing the vote and the custody of the votes so that there is maintained an increased level of integrity. After all that went out in 2020, you've got to know that 2024 is going to bring them out in record numbers. So hopefully the RNC and local officials especially are more vigilant to stay on top of this to make sure that those ballots are secure.
Yes, absolutely. And there's a lot of courageous people working very hard to make changes, reforms, to prevent what has happened in the past, which, I think we can be very optimistic about that. I think that the chance of them being able to pull off what they did, at least, you know, nationally in 2020, has gone down dramatically, which I think is the reason why we see such an onslaught of lawfare against President Trump,
mm-hmm.
because they want to take him out because there's a lack of confidence in the rigging.
Well, they know. I mean, look at the numbers, the polling numbers that Donald Trump is securing versus Joe Biden, and it's clear. I mean, the evidence is so clear that people cannot be fooled anymore. I mean, Democrats to the point, you know, and to your point, James, are leaving the party because of the stuff that they've pulled. I mean, forget about the election. It's just their policies. Their policies are horrendous, and they're absolutely killing this great American idea, and they're deconstructing everything that we know to be good and outstanding and exceptional that has to do with America. We got to leave it there, and until the next time we get together, James Hurston, appreciate you. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing with us. James Hurston, the best-selling author, media, and legal analyst right here. Thank you, James.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel.